Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. Under a minute to go until kickoff here as the Fremont Tigers get ready to take on Omaha Northwest in the last game of the regular season for Fremont, because actually this will be Northwest's second-to-last game as they finish out their regular season. I think it was Grand Island, but maybe I need to confirm
that. Grand Island.
So one more game for them because Fremont played that early week zero game. So for most teams, we're ahead of most teams by one game. And Fremont will be kicking off as we get this one started. Kickoff brought to you by Methodist Fremont Health, the meaning of care, as we get the ball teed up at the 40-yard line.
Omaha Northwest struggled quite a bit on offense this year. In fact, they were shut out the first six games of the season. And then last week they were able to get a touchdown, their first touchdown of the season against Omaha South. Tigers looking to get their offense on track here tonight. They've scored not more than one touchdown in any game except for that win against Lincoln Northeast. But it will be Northwest with the ball first.
Fremont gets ready to kick this one off. And we are a ways away. I think that Nate Jones will be kicking this one off for the Tigers.
Jones, last one of many seniors here, playing their last game. Jones, last game as the Tiger kicker and safety and receiver here tonight.
Zeros on the scores, 12 minutes on the clock. There's the kickoff. We are underway here from Omaha Northwest. It's going to be a returnable kick. He takes it at the 10, up the middle of the field to the 15, heads to the sideline now and tackled as he was. No, he bounced right off the defender, landed right on him at the 20-25. To the 30-yard line, he was tackled, but the defender kind of pulled him down on top of himself. He sat on him and then spun off of him and kept running. So it was going to be a great stop. Now they're going to have the ball first and 10 near the 35.
Yeah, Ethan Pierce has kind of stood up and said, what? I mean, he thought he made a great tackle, but he never went down. He just kind of spun around and was able to get a few more yards out of it, and they'll start at the 33. A
lot of underclassmen on this Husky football team as they're still huddled up in front of their sideline. They better get going. I don't see the play clock, though, on the field.
And, yeah, they are a very, very young team. In fact, their starting quarterback is a freshman. You don't see that very much in Class A football, but they go with a freshman. Dante Shelley Settles as the signal caller.
So Shelley Settles in the backfield with one running back behind him. Pistol formation. They'll hand off up the middle, and the defender back already for the Tigers. Brought down for a loss. Nothing doing on the handoff.
And that's Dakota Kuhn in the backfield there with a stop for loss on first play of the game.
So second down, and we'll call it 14, about a four-yard loss on the handoff up the middle for the Huskies. Ball at their own 29-yard line. Ball near hash as they move from left to right, looking down onto the field. Huskies with the navy blue jerseys, navy blue pants, navy blue helmet, and red numerals with white trim. Pistol set, three wide receivers left. Handoff left side, still nowhere to go. A loss of four more. Tiger defense right there on top of him.
Looked like Dakota Kuhn in the backfield again, though. He's able to bust right through the offensive line there and get to the running back. I think that is Tamer Garashi that's gotten the carry these first two plays. And it's hard to see the Northwest numbers.
Yeah. You almost have to catch them when they're running out ahead of time. But it's third and long. They're backed up at their own 24-yard line. They have to get to the 43 for a first down. So it's third and 19. Pistol formation once again. Four wide receivers, two either way. Shelley Settles. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Pumps once, throws over the middle. Has a man caught. He'll be tackled immediately at about the 31-yard line. But the first positive play for the offense for the Huskies. I still can't get a number on that.
Yeah, it was Nate Jones on the tackle there, and a nice throw and catch over the middle, and looks like
11?
The catch was 14. Jackson Crawford, a junior. And they gained 9 yards out of it, but we'll still have to punt here on 4th and 10.
Two guys back deep for the Tigers to return this thing. Back at their own 44-yard line, so anticipating some good field position here with 9:50 to play in the opening quarter. Fremont getting ready to get the ball back. This is a good snap. Punt is blocked in the backfield. It's at the 20-yard line, scooped up by it. Nope, we missed it. Now it's fell. The Tiger's going to fall on it at the 20.
And that's Ethan Peterson falling on it. I didn't catch who got the block. You see that?
Uh-uh. So Omaha Northwest unable to get the punt away. First and 10, 20 yards away. Tigers are going to start out in the red zone.
And, again, it will be Boa Boy here as the starting quarterback. Looks like Bell is behind him in the backfield.
Boa Boy and Bell with two wide receivers, one either way. Double tight end set. He'll take the throw. Snap is off to the side. Handoff is a little bit late, but they're able to make a play on it. Bell get it to about the 16-yard line. Ooh, ball popped out. Back at the 25-yard line, Huskies may have it right back.
And nope, the officials are calling him down, I think.
Yep, and they both agree, though. Both officials are coming in saying he was down.
It's
wet and slippery out there, so we may see more of that tonight.
And I wasn't so sure that it didn't come out before he's down, but hard to say. We don't have the instant replay to check it out. Instead, it'll be a 4-yard gain for Bell.
Yep, second down and 6 for the Tigers on the near hash, moving from right to left on the Husky 16-yard line. Right back up the middle is Bell.
That's Bell
again. That is Bell again off to the left side. He'll pick up a few yards. Looks like he'll be just shy of the first down, though. They're going to spot him down at the 12-yard line. Not a very favorable spot. So that's about 2 yards short.
Yep, you got another 4 there on that one.
So third down and 2 for the Tigers. In the red zone, in a scoreless ball game, Tigers looking to change that here with 8:40 left to play in the opening quarter. Boa Boy in the backfield. Kind of a power formation, but still a pistol set. Hands off, last guy through. It's Bell, cuts the outside. No, it's Isler this time. He gets thrown down to about the 3-yard line. And that's the first time he's carried the ball.
Took the tackler with him, drug him for a couple more yards, and got inside the 5.
First and goal. Looks like we're going to put it at the 4-yard line, so 4 yards out.
An 8-yard run there for Eiler.
8:25 to play here in the first. It's a 0-0 ball game. First time the Fremont offense has had the ball, looking to punch it in right here. First and goal from the 4. Pistol set, same formation, power backs in front of him. One running back in the backfield. Boa Boy takes a snap, hands off, right up the middle, right through the heart of the defense, and that's going to be a touchdown. I think that was Brooks Eiler. On the carry.
That is Eiler again. And Eiler on the season now. That's touchdown number 3 rushing for Brooks. He had 451 yards coming into the game, 6.1 yards a carry.
So 4-yard carry, good for a touchdown. Here comes the extra point. Ball is down, kick is up. End-over-end kick, and it is good, 7-0. Tigers strike first at Omaha Northwest. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At Inspro INS.com on the web.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
Left to play here in the opening quarter, 7-0. Tigers strike first as we got the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Welcome back. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. We're out at Omaha Northwest tonight as it's the Huskies and Tigers for Fremont's last football game of the regular season. There's the kickoff and goes into the end zone for a touchback. So first down and 10, we'll see the Husky offense one more time.
And what we saw in those first 3 plays is the defensive line up front there for Fremont was able to handle the Omaha Northwest line. Those first 2 runs were 2 carries for negative 9 yards as Dakota Kuhn and a host of other Tigers were right there in the backfield. They were able to get a positive gain for 9 yards on the pass over the middle on their 3rd play, so we'll see what they go with here.
Ball in the center of the field at the 20-yard line for the Huskies. Shotgun formation, no, pistol formation. midway through the first quarter here. There's the snap. Hand off right side. This time there's a nice big hole around the outside. Gets to the outside to the 25. Spins back into the field and gets wrapped up and tackled at about the 27-yard line. 7-yard gain there on the handoff off the right side.
Yeah, looks like that was the senior Nestor Ganeo for Omaha Northwest. So a positive run there on first down. He gets 7 yards.
Ganeo, one of the few seniors on this roster for Northwest. But a good positive gain. Ball to the near hash, moving from left to right as we look down on the field. Second down and short for the Huskies, midway through the first quarter here. Tigers leading 7-0. Pistol formation, 3 wide receivers to the left and 1 to the right. Looks like Shelly Settles is going to check with coach and then checks his helmet. Now is ready for the snap. High snap, hands off into the pile of guys. They're trying to push him forward and gets driven back, but they're going to get him real close, maybe a yard shy of the first down. Ooh. Threw him down at the end of the play and then helps him back up to right in front of the official. He wanted to make sure to...
That was Cole Hazen, and he's got quite a bit of size over the guy he was going up against there, and he helped him back up.
So they're going to say it's 2 yards short, so third down and 2 here.
You give him a yard pickup on that one.
Midway through the first quarter, Tigers by 7. Here comes a pivotal third down for Northwest. They break the huddle and come out over the football. Pistol set. 3 wide receivers to the left, the wide side of the field. 1 to the short side. Shelley settles, takes a snap, hands off left side. He gets wrapped up immediately and tackled. Probably lost a yard or so as the Tiger defense just swarmed him on that play.
That looked like Dylan Carlson in on the tackle for Fremont.
Fourth down will bring out the punt team for Omaha Northwest. 2 guys back deep to return this for the Tigers. Looks like that's going to be Charlie Richmond back there, along with, I think that's Eiler, here on the near side. 6:20 to play in the first quarter, 7-0 Fremont. And actually, this could be a return here, too. They're coming up a little bit. There's the snap. Punt is away that time. Almost got blocked, though. It's a short kick. Fair catch called for at the 45-yard line. Eiler is the one making the grab, and it will be first down and 10 for the Tigers. No return on the punt, and we'll keep it right here as the Tigers' offense heads back out onto the field.
Drive number 2. The first one was a 4-play, 20-yard drive. It started at the 20 after that blocked punt. This time it's still starting in Northwest territory to go a little bit further from the 45.
Fremont comes out over the football. Boa Boy in the backfield. 2 wide receivers to the right and 1 to the left. Shotgun set. Show and blitz. Takes a snap. They're coming after him. The little toss in front. He's able to get that one out.
That's Morgan
to
Moore.
Morgan Moore. And he got way down the sideline. Has the first down easily. Now let's see where they actually spot that. Inside the 30 to about the 28-yard line. What a play by Moore on that fly motion.
Yeah, they almost. The snap was bobbled a little bit by Bowboy, but luckily he just recovered in time to get the ball to Moore. And Moore was able to get a good 17-yard gain over the right side.
First down on the far hash for the Tigers, leading 7-0 midway through the first quarter here. Shotgun set, Boa Boy with 3 wide receivers on the left. He'll put one in motion back across the formation to the short side. Takes a snap. They're coming after him. Has some time. Throws the bomb to the end zone. One-on-one incomplete. Looks like he was trying to get that one to Charlie Richmond in the end zone, but just overthrew both guys.
Yeah, it was Richmond going over the middle there. And trying to get the touchdown pass to him, but just over-tossed him just a bit.
And it looks like the Huskies are really coming after him on that line of scrimmage, though. 5:26 to play in the first. 7-0 Tigers. Pistol formation. 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Takes a snap. Hands off left side. Good blocks. Yeah. Huge hole. Has the first down. Steps inside. Cuts a good tackle from behind and then sandwiched from the guy in front of him down to the 12-yard line.
That was Eiler.
Eiler on the carry, and I think he got surprised from behind. Good job of holding on to the football.
Yeah, that one's going to go as a 16-yard run for Brooks there to get it from the 28 down to the 12.
And I think that wind is picked up. It's blowing pretty hard. You can see the players' jerseys blowing and the officials' stripes blowing in the wind. And that's the wind right now is at Fremont's back. Under 5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Tigers by 7. Shotgun set. 2 wide receivers to the left. Boa Boy hands off to Bell. No, Boa Boy still got it, and he kept it, and it's wide open. Has the first down, pushes his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers. Boa Boy keeps it.
And it wasn't Boa Boy. It was Eiler.
It put Eiler in at quarterback?
Yeah. Yep. He They had Eiler and Bell on that read option, it looked like. He faked a handoff to Bell and took it himself.
Nice play call. Nice touchdown for the Tigers. 13-0 as we await the extra point. 4:41 left to play here in the quarter. There's the snap. Ooh, I think a flag came flying in late, though.
Yeah. And it's Dylan Hart doing the kicking here, but looks like whatever the penalty is, it's on Northwest because both teams coming off the field now.
Yep. So 4:41 left to play in the first quarter. Tigers lead at 14-0. We'll take just a 30-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members. PB&J Welding Supply, your complete welding supply company right here in Fremont, 2635 North Broad Street. The Heritage at Shalimar Gardens. Living Better, Midland University. Schedule a campus visit and find out what it means to be a warrior. The Silver Dollar. Not everything that glitters is gold, but we're pretty sure it's probably silver. At the Silver Dollar, 18th and Bell Streets in Fremont. Lou's Sporting Goods in Nebraska Sports, serving schools and teams with brand name athletic products for more than 50 years. Fremont, Lincoln, and Columbus. Nye Technology Solutions. Solutions made simple. Delivering exceptional quality, innovative, and affordable technology solutions in the Fremont area. Sawyer Construction. Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955.
.441 left to play here in the first quarter. Tigers with the lead 14-0. Both teams have had the ball twice. Tiger defense has held the Huskies out of the end zone. The Tiger offense has scored both times. Huskies getting ready to get it back. One guy back deep for Omaha Northwest in his own end zone. Here comes the kickoff.
Yeah, it was a 15-yard personal foul penalty on that extra point. So Jones kicking off from the Northwest 45, and he was able to punch it right through the end zone.
Field goal was almost good there. Looks like it was a little short. So first down and 10, Huskies at their own 20.
Yep, so Northwest got a positive run there on that first play of that last possession. They really get it around the right side, but then tried two more runs. The Tiger defense was able to stand tall and hold them to another three and out. So 2-3 and out so far for the Huskies. And they've got a total of just 7 yards on those two possessions.
14-0, 4:41 left to play in the first. Here comes the Husky offense, pistol formation. Shelley settles, takes a snap, rolls to his left, looking to throw it, pops one up there, and just incomplete, had his man, just hit him in the fingertips too far out in front. Now it falls incomplete.
Yeah,
and that's a little guy out there, too.
Yeah, they just intended for Crawford, who is the guy who has their reception so far, and that one would have been a nice little game, maybe a first down. They're kind of rolling out to the left, and Crawford got free a little bit there, running toward the sideline, and just wasn't able to hang on to the ball there.
Second down and 10 after that incompletion for Omaha Northwest. Fremont leading 14-0, 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Pistol formation, two wide receivers to either way. Hand off right side. Tiger defense has swarmed that running game. They have not been able to run at all. I think that was Gano on the carry again.
Yeah, that time actually it was back to number four, who was their starter, Tamer Garashi.
So Garashi
really
senior.
He has had no luck at finding any running room so far. In fact, he has 3 carries for negative 10 yards on just regular handoff plays.
4:07 left to play here in the first quarter. Loss of a yard, bringing up 3rd and 11 for Omaha Northwest. Shelley settles, takes the snap, looking to throw, flushed from the pocket, rolls to his left, hits a floater down the field, incomplete. The receiver had to come back up for it and couldn't grab it, and that's going to bring up 4th down.
He was able to get a little bit of space, and Shelley settles. He's the freshman quarterback, but he's got some speed on him. I mean, he buy some time for his receivers, and the receiver was able to get open, but just underthrew him a little bit. That would have been about a 20-yard gain if he could have connected.
So punting it away once again, the Tigers have blocked one of these punts. Two guys back deep to return this for Fremont, and they're at the Husky 40-yard line, and they're coming up because they're punting into the wind here. Oh, bounced off the turf. He's able to get the punt away.
Yeah.
He has to back up. Eiler takes it at the 48, but he wants to return this one to the 45, the 40, down the sideline. Steps back into the field of play to the 30, getting across the field, and he's going to be gone. 20, 15, 10, 5. A yellow hanky flies before he steps into the end zone. Let's see what the penalty is. Nice punt return.
Man,
it might all be for naught.
For a touchdown, and they threw the flag on the other side of the field, I think, on Preston Wagner, and he's the one that he threw his arms up in the air after the flag went down, and I don't think that his block or hold or whatever they're going to call him here would really made a difference on the play. That's what hurts the most, is this is coming back, and it wasn't even necessary.
3:31 to play in the first quarter. The officials, though, are still talking it over. 14-0, unless this touchdown stands.
It would have been the third touchdown already of the first quarter here for Brooks Eiler. Two rushing touchdowns so far. That would have been a fun punt return touchdown. Man, they're really discussing this. What are they discussing?
They're like,
where exactly happened?
Are you sure there was a penalty?
you never really see this on just regular block in the back or hold on a return, but they're still huddled up talking about it.
And it's just three of the officials. A couple of the officials are still just staying out of it. They're marking the spot. So I think one guy might have where the punt was caught, and one guy might have where the flag was thrown. So they're kind of keeping their bearings. They have not moved the chain gang yet, and they're still talking it over.
Yeah, this is interesting here. Let's see if we can...
Looks like they've made a decision.
All right, we're going to hear it now.
Looks like Fremont huddled up at the 50-yard line. I think their offense is prepared.
They're
talking.
Before they tell us, they're going to talk to the Northwest coach.
I think they want to make sure they get the enforcement right, maybe. Targeting? And a personal foul against the Huskies that are going to offset.
So offsetting.
And a block in the back.
So there are two personal fouls, one on each team, and a block in the back. So I guess they're just going to enforce the block in the back from where it happened, and that's where Fremont will start the ball with the ball here, and it looks like it's at the Northwest 41. So, all right, they got that all sorted out.
All right, we got it figured out. 3:31 to play if you're just joining us here in the first quarter. A lot of football yet to be played. 14-0, Tigers with the lead. They have the ball back now on the far hash at the Husky 41-yard line. Everyone's agreed on this. And we're ready to get going here. Nope, the officials are going to talk it over a little bit more. I think they're getting the other ball off the field here, getting the Fremont ball in there.
While they're waiting, it looks like Richmond and... I couldn't tell who that was. I got trips left out of that. I can tell that at least.
Three wide receivers to the left. He's going to look the pass that way. Throws, has a man too high. That was intended for... I think that was Charlie Richmond again. He's been the target here a few times. They're trying to get him the ball.
Yeah. Yeah, that one just overthrown. It was a good route run by Richmond. Siza, also Easton Siza, was in the game. He had a nice, he was open down the field, but Bowboy was looking over here at Charlie.
3:24 left to play in the first quarter. Alongside Scott Wagner, I'm Isaac Payton. This is the last game of the regular season for the Tigers. Ball on the far hash. At the Husky 41-yard line, second down and 10, pistol set. One wide receiver to the left. They're going to shift and move the two wings to the left of the formation. So a lot of power on that left side. He's going to take it, and he's going to run it himself.
Nice
quarterback keeper all the way, and he will have the first down. Bowboy stays inside the sideline, finally tackled out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. See where they spot it. But Bowboy with a nice take there.
Great run for Bowboy. His best run of the season probably. And a nice block by Devarius Bell there to help spring him. And now there's another flag toward the end of the run.
3:01 left to play here in the first. 14-0 Tigers. And they're going to talk it over again.
I mean, that he was inside the 20 or so. That was a 20-plus yard run there for Aiden, but we'll see what this penalty's all about.
They're still talking over. Here's the call. Okay, what was that?
Well, it was something on Omaha Northwest. We couldn't hear it.
And he didn't really do the full, you know how they really take their time and do big signals? He just kind of did a tiny little signal.
So whatever it was, they're bringing him 10, well.
I think it was a personal foul sign.
Yeah, they had him down at the 20, and they're bringing it to the 10, so half the distance to the goal there. Or actually, it's about the 11.
Yeah, it's inside the 11, I think.
They must have had it at the 21.
Well, it's first and goal. It's a
weird run there for Bowboy.
So it's first and goal from the 11. Pistol set. Handoff. Left side. No, Bowboy still got it. It's a play action pass. Throws to the end zone. Has a man. It's up. It's touchdown,
oh,
Tigers.
It.
No, it's incomplete. Oh, incomplete. It was in his hands, but he couldn't hang on to it when he fell to the ground. He had to go up in the air on that one, but
Joe
couldn't hang on to it.
Richmond just couldn't hang on. Nice little play there. Good throw there from Bowboy and a good route there for Richmond.
Everything had worked on that play, but you got to finish it with a catch. 2:50 to play in the first quarter. 14-0 Tigers.
Could have been the wet conditions maybe affecting that one. Who knows? But you know he'd like that one back.
Second down and 10. So the Tigers can get a first down here if they get it to the 1 yard line. Second down and 10 right now from the 11. Going in. Shotgun set. Two wide receivers split far from the formation over on the wide side. Takes a snap. Hands off. This time it's going to be Bell. Bell power runs all the way in. He's got it.
He's got it.
11-yard touchdown run for Tavarius Bell.
So the first touchdown for Bell today. Three rushing touchdowns for Fremont here in the first quarter.
Tiger offense is rolling here at Omaha Northwest as we await the extra point. 20-0 is your score. As we await this extra point, I've got it lined up. There's a snap there. It might be offsides or a false start, one of the two.
Yep, offsides there.
Moving.
On Northwest, so they'll move this up half the distance. Run this one from the 1.5 instead of the 3.
Well, maybe.
Or
maybe decline it and just stay.
They may decline it just because it's just as easy to kick it from the 3.
What you're used to and what you've done a million times.
The only thing you think about sometimes when you get an offside on an extra point is if do you want to move it up to the 1.5 and go for 2, but with the Tigers up 20-0 here, they don't need to do that.
So here comes the extra point. Tigers lead at 20-0 with 2:42 to play in the first. Calls for the ball. There's the kick. It looks like it went right through, and it does. 21-0. Tigers with the lead, 2:42 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB. And we may just have to keep it right here for a little bit longer as the teams make their way to the sidelines. Once again, the Tigers will be kicking this one off. 2:42 to play in the opening quarter. The Tiger offenses look good. The defenses look really good. Looking to finish this regular season out on a positive note.
Yeah, and again, it's been a tough season. You know, offensive side of the ball for Fremont, they've... They had the one game against Lincoln Northeast where they scored 40 points, but they've had 34 combined points in their other games. And in the last 3 weeks, they've only been able to score one touchdown. So it's nice to get the offense back rolling here tonight and end the season hopefully here on a positive note.
So the Tigers get ready to kick this one off, leading 21-0. Ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Wind still blowing down on the field right at the Fremont's back zone. They do switch sides here to start the second quarter in a couple minutes. I wonder how much that's going to affect this ball game.
Yeah, I mean, Tigers have tried to take a couple shots down the field, but haven't been able to connect yet. still no pass completions. It's all been on the ground.
There's the kickoff. Nate Jones puts the boot to it. Takes it. Oh, went right through his hands to the 5 and to the 1 yard line. Whoa. Bobbles it at the 1. Has to go back, picks up. Oh, is that the 5? Tigers are all right there. They smother him at the 9 yard line. So Northwest is going to be backed up already.
Man, it could have been worse if Fremont would have gotten to the ball first, but still not what the Huskies needed here to start inside their 10. Already down 3 scores here in the first quarter.
2:33 left to play in the first. 21-0. It's been all Fremont as we get ready to close out the first quarter. Alongside Scott Wagner, I am Isaac Payton, and it's going to be Husky football. Ball on the near hash as they move from left to right, looking down on the field. Cool one here tonight in Omaha.
And it looks like it is Tamer Garashi in running back here again behind his freshman quarterback, Shelley Settles.
Shelley Settles takes the snap, rolls to his right, pumps once, almost gets tackled from behind, throws it over the middle, dangerous pass, but it's complete. And that will be good for a first down. The Tiger defense wraps him up and brings him down so he doesn't get anything extra, but will get enough for the first down at about the 20-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like that one was caught by number 45, a senior, Makai Jennings. And a nice throw. I mean, Shelley Settles, he can move around a little bit. And if he can buy some time for those receivers, he can find them. That's his third pass completion of the game.
2:13 left to play in the first. Clock is running on the completed pass. First down and 10, up to the 20-yard line now. Shelley Settles, pistol formation, 3 wide receivers to his left and 1 to the right. The short side of the field takes a snap, hands off, trying to run around the left side, gets tackled from behind, and looks like they may lose a yard on the give to the outside.
And that one went to Garashi there. And, yep, they're gonna call it a loss of 1.
Tigers have really stuffed the running game so far tonight. 1.5 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Tigers leading 21-0. Defense looking to get one more stop here. Looking at a 2nd down and 11 for Omaha Northwest. And we see another guy tying a shoe. I've seen more shoe tires here in the first quarter for the Huskies than in most entire games. 2nd down and 11. Now they break the huddle and come out over the football. They've got to be getting close to the play clock getting down.
Well, they had stopped the clock while he was tying his shoe, so I guess they
get an official
timeout there. That's the way to do it. Get your shoe untied if you need a timeout.
Remember that strategy. Pistol formation for the Huskies. 2nd down and 11. Trailing 21-0 to Fremont. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Rolls to his right. Looks like he's going to just keep it. Yep, he's going to the 22. Trying to change directions. Good open field tackle. He'll be tackled at the 22-yard line. Tried to make a play there, but the Tigers wrapped him up. Gain of about 3 on the carry.
I mean, that's something the quarterback will learn as he gets a little older. But he had a gain. Just maybe just run out of bounds at that point. Instead, he tried to stop and turn up field or see if you can get anything more, but there's not more coming when you've got big linebackers running at you.
So 3rd down and about 8 for Omaha Northwest. 25 seconds left to play in the quarter. Fremont leading 21-0. They'll break the huddle and come out over the football. 17, 16, 15 now on the game clock. Pistol formation. Shelley Settles. One running back behind him, 2 wide receivers to his left and 2 to his right. Takes a snap, looking to throw. Stays in the pocket this time, throws. A flag comes flying in. I think that may have been knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Did you see where the ball go?
Yep, it was tipped there. I think that it was Jackson Jones who was able to get his hand on it.
And on that incompletion, there's 4 seconds left, so they'll be punting into the wind here.
Oh, man. We'll see what this penalty's about. Well, he's picking it up.
So he thought he saw something that was illegal, and then he's like, it's probably clean. So 4th and long for Omaha Northwest. The punter is in there kicking from his own 10-yard line. 2 guys back deep for the Tigers. I think it's Richmond and Eiler back there. 4 seconds left in the quarter. There's the snap. It's kind of slow getting to him. He's able to get this punt away.
They're going to blow it dead. There was a false start there at the line of scrimmage, so now they're going to push it back.
He blew the whistle, did all the stuff, and then threw his flag last. And they're going to shoot the flag down.
So Northwest did pick up their first down of the game on that drive, on that first pass completion here, but they're going to have to give it up here for the third time.
And on behalf of Omaha Northwest, I'm actually going to tie my shoe here as well quick.
Oh,
2 seconds left. So still with 2 seconds left, they're going to make him punt it into the wind. And now just 5 yards, 5 yards back? Are they going to, they haven't moved him. They're going to talk it over. Okay, I should have known that one. They're going to talk over this penalty.
No.
They are in no hurry for this.
They must not be cold. Yeah, okay, so it is a false start. They're explaining that, or a legal procedure or something.
Are there more?
Oh, now there's a sideline warning on Fremont, it looks like. I think that's what...
Was that sideline warning, or is that unsportsmanlike conduct?
Okay,
what?
So they're...
What happened?
Oh, it is. I think they're calling sportsmanlike conduct or something, because they moved him back 5 for the false start, and now they moved him up 15, and they're going to get a first down out of it. Okay. So.
What could have happened that was unsportsmanlike? Like, they just snapped the ball. Nothing.
Yeah.
Had a chance to be unsportsmanlike.
I mean, there wasn't really a play that happened there. It was just a dead ball. Well. Obviously, so, something happened.
Yeah, first down and 10.
And they're going to run the clock now again, and now it's going to be the end of the quarter.
21-0 after the first quarter, a very long first quarter.
Right away here to start the second quarter as well, but the penalty gives Northwest the first down, so they'll keep the ball here at their own 32 to start quarter number two. But other than that, it's been all Fremont, and they've got to be happy with how this game has started.
I think field position-wise, this might be some of their best field position at their own 32.
Oh, yeah. They haven't. I think that first kickoff return went to the 33, but then they didn't get any yardage out of it. Yeah, so this is about as far as they've gotten.
Pistol formation, handoff. They're going to try their right side. Cuts back into the formation, gains some positive yards before being thrown down. Picks up about 6 on the carry.
Carlson with a nice tackle there, but... A nice little pickup for Omaha Northwest on first down.
Second down and 4 for the Huskies. Just got the second quarter started alongside Scott Wagner. I'm Isaac Payton. 21-0. Huskers, Tigers with the lead.
No Husker game tomorrow, so you're...
That's good, then we can't lose.
Yeah, that's true.
Second down and 4 for the Huskies of Omaha Northwest. Pistol formation. Shelley settles. Nope. And what was that? It was a very late whistle, but I think it was just a false start on maybe the center.
Northwest running back is saying it's on Fremont, but the official who counts says it's on Omaha Northwest.
I think the center did something. I think, did he snap the ball and then not snap it? Like he held on to it.
Yeah, it was. That was one of those false start on everyone but the center type plays.
So after the 5-yard loss, it's going to bring up second down and 9 for West. Tigers leading 21-0, a minute into the second quarter here. Pistol set once again. Shelley settles. Getting ready for the snap as he gets his guys all lined up. 3 wide receivers to the wide side of the field as they move from right to left. Takes a snap. The freshman throws the quick pass. It's a screen. It's complete wrapped up. Second guy brings him down. And I believe he caught that one. That was Ethan Thompson. I believe on the catch.
Nathan Peterson able to take him down.
And that's a loss of 5 on the completion for Omaha Northwest. 21-0 Tigers. 10:24 to play in the half.
Yeah, that will go.
But now that wind is at the back of Omaha Northwest. The trees over in the behind the end zones are blowing pretty good on one side, but not the other. Here comes the third and long play for Omaha Northwest. Shelley settles. Takes the snap. It's high, but he hauls it in. Rolls to his left. Flush from the pocket. Throws a bomb down the field. Almost intercepted. Tigers had the best chance at that one. It looked like running underneath it was going to be Nate Jones, but it didn't get there in time.
Jones is disappointed he didn't come away with that interception, but he would have just been, he would have caught it and run out of bounds. They may get better field position just after the punt.
That's true. That's probably true. But it will be kick punting with the wind for the first time. I mean, you can see the leaves on the field just blowing across the length of the field.
But part of the problem has also been getting the punt off for Omaha Northwest as Tiger defense has been able to get right in there and has blocked one already.
So here comes punt formation for Omaha Northwest. There's the snap. It's a high, slow snap. They almost got to it again.
Man.
It's a low kick, and it goes out of bounds, caught by one of the coaches for Omaha Northwest. So they weren't able to capitalize on having the nice big wind gust behind them.
And I was afraid they might call running into the kicker there. That's what the Northwest fans wanted, is he went down right as he was getting it off. But they didn't call it. Don't know if he got a piece of it or not. But regardless, Tigers will start in Northwest territory again.
Yep, at the 49-yard line, first down and 10. Fremont with the lead, 21-0. 9:52 to play before half. Shotgun formation for the Tigers. It's been a while since we've seen this Tiger offense. Fumble in the backfield. It looks like one of the Tigers is going to jump on it, but that's going to be about a 4-yard loss.
And Bell able to jump on it, but
did Bowboy just not get the snap? Or?
Yeah, it looked like the snap was a little bit to his right, but probably one that he should have been able to hold on to. So this is honestly, I mean, this is the first play, I think, that's been in Fremont territory of the whole game, hasn't it? Every drive has started in Northwest territory.
Yeah, you might be right. Shotgun formation this time. Three wide receivers to the left for Bowboy. He'll take the snap and in trouble in the backfield, just trying to outrun everybody who's not going to do it. The defense swarms him, but there are about five guys in the backfield. I think they're bringing heat every play. They've got like four, five, six guys up at the line of scrimmage, and that time is maybe the first time it paid off.
Well, that time, there was some miscommunication. Bowboy was looking to hand off to Bell going one way, and he was going the other way, so then he just had to run himself and see if he could make something out of it, but Northwest defenders were all there. That goes as a loss of five.
Third and long into the wind. Third and 19 for the Tigers. Two wide receivers to the left and one to the right. Bobo, pistol formation. He'll take the snap. They're coming after him. Blitz right up the middle. Gets the pass off. It's a screen and it's complete. Can they get the blocks in front of him? Stays on his feet. That's going to be Bell to the 45 to the 40. He could take this one to the house. 30, 20. One guy chased him down. 10, 5. He's all the way home. Touchdown. What a play for Bell.
Wow, it looked like, I mean, good defense to start there for Northwest. They brought the pressure, almost were able to get the sack. Bowboy was able right before going down, find Bell there in the backfield, and he probably caught the ball 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage at least, but then was able to make a couple guys miss and then had a lot of daylight ahead of him.
Yeah, once he got to that second level, he was just took it to the house.
That is the first pass completion of the game for Fremont.
So here comes the extra point. They've got flags and no snap of the ball. Someone ran across for
extra. Just getting extra points off has been tough to come by without a penalty here in this one.
We've seen a lot of penalties for both sides. This one's going to be against Northwest. It's going to be declined, so the Tigers will line it up and do it again. 8:18 left to play in the half. 27-0, but let's see if we can actually get this extra point off here. They come after him again. Are they trying to time the snap? I guess if you know the other
offsides, they may as well just. If they're going to keep doing that. They may as well just line it up and go for two. But now they're going to decline it for a second straight time here.
Well, and if you're Northwest, you know they're going to decline it anyway. Just keep chancing it. There's the snap. There's the kick. We finally have an extra point. It's up. It's good. 28-0. Tigers with the lead. 8:18 to play in the half. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At Inspro, WINS.com on the web.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscasters Club members for making this broadcast possible. Christensen Lumber, since 1923, it's where the pros go. Yost Law Firm, get the attention you deserve. 721-6160. Sid Dillon, you are what drives us. In Fremont, Blair, Wahoo, Lincoln. And Great Plains Communications, your local technology partner with high-speed internet, video, and voice solutions for Nebraska's businesses. GPCOM.com.
Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. 28-0, Tigers with the lead as they get ready to kick it off with 8:18 to play in the half.
Yeah, the Tigers with a three-play 49-yard touchdown drive there, but it was capped by a 58-yard touchdown because the Tigers lost 9 yards on their first two plays. So another touchdown drive that starts in Northwest territory ends in a touchdown for Fremont.
There's the kickoff. It's a squib kick. Taken by one of the up backs to the 35-yard line. He'll be tackled immediately at the 40-yard line. So some decent field position this time for Omaha Northwest. As we get back to the action down on the field, 8:12 to play in the half.
That line drive kick just went right to the up back, who wasn't expecting to get a kickoff return. He got it at the 35, took it to about the 40.
And then usually one of those second line guys, when they make the catch, they just go down on the ball because it's good field position. He just I'm just going to return this.
He got a few yards.
I mean,
this is the best field position. This is the furthest up the field they've been at the 41-yard line here.
Yeah, they're going to spot it on the near hash. First down and 10 for Omaha Northwest. Pistols formation. Shelley settles at signal caller. He's got three wide receivers to his right and one to his left. One running back behind him. He's going to motion a wide receiver in the backfield with him as well. Takes a snap. Design quarterback keeper. He's driven back. He's run to the sideline. Hasn't gotten downfield yet. What a tackle. Wrapped up. Grabbed the feet. A double leg takedown.
Richmond.
And that was a beauty of an open field tackle right there.
That was. He's looking to throw the ball, so that's going to go as a sack on the Tiger defensive back, Charles Richmond.
7-yard loss. And how about that for the Tiger defense of blowing that play up? He had to run. His first steps had to be back because the Tigers got good pressure up front. And then he ran to the sideline to try to get around people. Richmond comes in, wraps him up, and brings him down. Second and long for the Huskies. Midway through the second quarter here, Tigers up 28-0. Pistol set, takes a snap. Looking to throw. Over here to the flat. It's complete at the 40-yard line. Tackled immediate. Great open field tackling by this team. Out to the 40-yard line.
And that time Dylan Hart on the tackle.
And that was Chris Adkins on the reception, a junior for Omaha Northwest. But that's going to bring up 3rd and 11. They're at their own 40. They have to get to the Fremont 49 for a first down. 7 minutes to play here in the half. Here comes the 3rd and long play for Omaha Northwest. A completion there by number 2, Chris Adkins.
Thank you.
There's the snap. Oh, it's high, but he has to one-hand tip it to himself. Throws over the middle into traffic. Intercepted. Yep. Tigers got it going the other way. Jones came in front of that one. And he'll pick it off for the Tigers to the 47-yard line as we're going to spot the thing. 6:39 to play. I thought that was going to happen eventually. The Tigers have had some defensive backs ready to make some picks. That time it finally works for Nate Jones.
Yeah, nice for him. Get a nice interception there in his last game. Suited up for Fremont. He's played a lot of football. He's starting his sophomore year, and he gets to end his career, his last game with an interception.
1st and 10, Tigers approaching midfield, leading 28-0. Shotgun formation, showing blitz off the edge. Motion from right to left. They're going to toss it to him on that fly motion around the outside.
Morgan
He's down
Moore.
The sideline. Moore picks up about 15, maybe a little more. As he goes to the opposite side of the field, picks up good yardage there. They seem to like that play. Run it a couple times.
Take it from then. Tiger 47, again, this is the first drive that's actually started in Fremont's own territory, but the very first play, they take it inside the 40 to the 37, so it'll go as a 16-yard run there for Moore.
Ball on the far hash now for the Tigers, under 6.5 to play in the half, pistol set. Boa Boy takes a snap, hands off, left side. Play action pass, he still's got it. Oh, incomplete, right idea. Down is just going to fall incomplete, intended that time for, that looks like it was number 5, that's Aiden Westman.
have another senior tight end, trying to get him involved there, and just not able to reach out and grab that one a little too far out there for him.
And we've seen the Tigers passing a lot on first down, because a lot of times they'll have that incompletion, it'll be second down and 10 again. So Tigers not afraid to go to the air, even now going into the wind on first down.
And again, the only completion so far has been that screen pass that went for 58 yards to Bella, so they'd like to get the passing game going a little bit more here today.
Timeout taken by the Tigers. We'll take one as well. Fremont with the lead 28-0 over Omaha Northwest. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Sid Dillon Chevrolet is the place to shop the all-new lineup of Chevys. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, including medium-duty trucks and low-cab forwards. Whatever vehicle fits your lifestyle or needs, we're here to make the purchase process easy. Visit us in Fremont or shop SidDillonChevy.com to check out our full inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles today. Chevy, find new roads.
You are what drives us, Sid Dillon.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
With Eiler and Bell in the backfield. Eiler on the quarterback keeper, their option play, picks up about 2 yards as we get back to the action down on the field. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. Under 6 minutes to go here in the half, Fremont leading 28-0.
It'll be a 3rd and 7 here for Fremont, so let's see if they go back to the air, try to pick up this first down, although the Northwest 34, it's probably 4-down territory here, so they may try to keep it on the ground, pick up some of it here on this 3rd down play.
Tigers, 3rd and 7. Break their huddle, come out over the football. Bell in the backfield. One wide receiver either way. Bowboy barks out his cadence, takes a snap. He's going to throw for it. They all rush off the edge, gets to him. He avoids it, runs. He's going to take it himself, has the block, has the first down to the 20. Lowers his shoulder and gets tackled out of bounds to about the 18-yard line. Bowboy pops right back up, though. Some good fast running and some power running as that moves the chains.
Yeah, he wasn't just going to go out of bounds as he got to the sideline. He tried to run right through that defender and made a strong tackle, did the Husky, but a big gain there for Aiden.
First down and 10 at the 19-yard line for the Tigers on their way in, leading 28-0, 5 minutes to play in the half, pistol set. Bowboy with the wide receiver either way, two tight ends, takes the snap. Hands off, left side, Bell. Bell runs right into a defender, nothing doing. He gets tackled right back to the 20-yard line, so maybe even lost a yard on that running play, something we haven't said much so far this game.
Yeah, that time Northwest won the battle up front. Was able to tackle Bell for a 1-yard loss.
Second down and 11 for the Tigers from the 20. 28-0. Tiger offense has had a lot of success here in the first half as they come out over the football. Pistol set once again with kind of that power formation with two running backs in front of him, but he's still back in the pistol. Bowboy takes a low snap, bobbles in the backfield again, has to fall on it. We've seen that just a couple too many times, though, tonight. Loss of about 5.
Yeah. That really just kind of disrupts your momentum when that happens. And with the 1-yard loss already, that's going to make on that first carry, it's going to make it about 3rd and 16 yards.
Yeah, 3rd and a ways.
18, I guess.
Meh. Depends if you agree with that scoreboard or not. 3:40 to play in the half, though. Tigers running out of time and downs. 3rd and long. Motion from left to right, speeding across the formation. Takes a snap, he's going to throw for it. Trying to throw it back, has the screen set up, complete, and he's got some blockers out in front. They got to get that guy blocked. They do. He pushes him forward. He's going to be short of the first down. The pass is complete. It's coming up 4th and maybe 3 or so at the other end, but the Tigers down to the 11-yard line.
Went to Brooks that time, yeah. Had it at the 27, got it to the 14, so that makes it a very manageable fourth down. We'll see what they do. Looks like they're going to keep the offense. Nope. Well, what are they going to do? If they're going to keep the offense on
three
the field,
three players, though.
Need 5 yards here on this fourth down play.
Tigers into the wind on fourth and five. Pistol set, that power formation, two running backs in front. Boy, takes a snap, hands off, left side. Nope, he's still got a play action pass. It's too far out in front. It was there. Falls incomplete to Bell. Turnover on downs with 2:42 to play.
Yeah, they had the right play call for sure. Bell was open and just got a little excited, threw it a little too far out there for him. Just needs to toss it up there and trust that Bell's going to be there to catch it.
First down and 10, Omaha Northwest. Tigers with two timeouts left.
And I think a couple times he just kind of rushed the throw there. He had time to just set his feet and look and make a nice pass. It just kind of just tossed it up there a little too quick.
First and 10, Huskies on their own 14-yard line. Ball in the four, far hash, 2:42 to play in the half. Pistol set.
Ooh,
a high snap, and he's going to be forced to run it. Oh, but he does. He gets to the second level. Tackled from behind. Picks up about 9 on the quarterback scramble. Looks like he was going to be in trouble on that play, but a good job of just scrambling. Shelley settles. Picks up big yards there. It's going to be second down, and we'll call it 2. 2:30
nice.
Left to play here in the half.
Yeah, nice job by the freshman quarterback to make something out of nothing there.
Yeah, you got to remember, this kid's just a freshman for Northwest. And he's close. Had some big play opportunities, some big pass opportunities, and just hasn't quite been where they need to be. Pistol formation, here comes second. Pops the snap behind him. He picks it up, and now he's going to try to scramble for it. And that might be a mistake. Second Tiger gets him down at the 5-yard line. Huge loss. They're still going after it. They lose the ball. Fremont says they got it.
That's Bell tackling him at the 5-yard line, but they're keeping it with Northwest, but it's going to be third and forever.
That was a costly miscue, yeah. Minute 43 left to play in the half. And after Fremont, do you think about using timeout and getting the ball back? They're not using it. It's down to a minute 34.
See what happens after this third down play. They may choose to do that. They've used one timeout, so they've got two.
The Huskies break their huddle from the end zone, come out over the football. It's third, and we'll call it 19 from their own 5. 3 wide receivers to the right. Takes a snap. Quick pass to the screen. Across the field at the goal line. He's met and tackled, driven back. They're going to give him progress to the, I don't know.
Maybe the one.
The inch,
the half.
Just inside the field of play. A minute left to play. No one's taking their time out. But they are right up against the goal line. Now they're going to, he moved it up. It's up to the 1-yard line now.
Yeah, they decided
46
to let the clock go. They're going to be punting from deep in their own end zone.
With the wind, but yeah. You normally don't want your punter to have to punt in the end zone. It's just a dangerous situation. Plus, when you consider Fremont's already one of these, 30 seconds left to play in the half. 28-0 Fremont. 25, 24, 23. Someone coming in late now for Northwest. They're missing a guy. And the flag comes flying in. That's going to be a delay of game. So they're going to go from the 1 to the less than 1.
And so now, basically, there'll just be this one play, probably, this punt.
There's the snap. Gets the kick. Oh, it's partially blocked. It's at the 5. Grabs it. One of the Huskies grab it at the 7-yard line.
The
4 seconds
play.
Left. One play to try to punch it in here. Because if you get to 35, it's the running clock in the second half.
Yeah.
That's
a big touchdown right here.
Do
you kick a field goal? Or because there's one play here from the 7. Looks like they're going to bring out the offense to try to get this to a 5-touchdown lead here before half.
Yeah, with just 4 seconds left, I'd say that's crunch time. Brought to you by your Fremont Hy-Vee store. When you're in a crunch for time, stop by your Fremont Hy-Vee or go straight to Hy-Vee Isles online. And the Tigers try to score one last time. Here, motion from left to right. Takes a snap. Rolls to his right. Has some time. Nice clean pocket, throws the end zone up high, incomplete, and time goes to zero. Incomplete intended for Bell. And he wasn't in the end zone, though. He got to get to the end zone on that one.
Yeah, even if he catches that, he's probably not going to be able to get in it. So, yep, that's the way the half's going
to
end.
So if you score 28-0, Tigers with the lead over Omaha Northwest, we'll take a 3-minute break and be back with the halftime report right after this. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Kiehl's Barbershop, for the best haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs, almost 20 years strong, call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont, enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont, juice for the journey. Fremont Public Schools is proud to be a sponsor of local sports. We are a Class A district serving a growing and diverse community from preschool to 12th grade while retaining an atmosphere one would expect in a small town like ours. Whether you are new to the community or your child has previously attended here, we extend our sincerest of welcomes to Fremont Public Schools. At Fremont Public Schools, we educate. We're taking this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Nebraska Medical. They are the leading provider in medical supplies in the Midwest, specializing in durable medical equipment, wound care, urology, and respiratory care. Quality dry cleaning, offering professional spot removal, environmentally safe wet cleaning, and dry cleaning service that is courteous and prompt. They launder, press, and tailor so you don't have to. Call 727-1400. And Fremont Builder Supply, the locally owned lumber yard, operated by the people who live next door, serving the area since 1976.
The right chiropractic care can play an important part in your overall health. Dr. Troy Brainerd at Brainerd Chiropractic can help you develop a plan that will work for you. He sees people of all ages this time of year who may have just started working out again, or maybe you were working in the garden, or moving a heavy box and tweaked your back. Brainerd Chiropractic can help you stay young and healthy with the right chiropractic care and a stretching program that will work. Call 727-8668 today or stop in to 1410 North Bell. Brainerd Chiropractic.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At InsproIns.com on the web.
We'll take this time out to recognize our Sportscaster Club members, such as Lou's Sporting Goods and Nebraska Sports, serving schools and teams with brand name athletic products for more than 50 years. Fremont, Lincoln, and Columbus. Nye Technology Solutions. Solutions made simple, delivering exceptional quality, innovative, and affordable technology solutions in the Fremont area. Sawyer Construction, Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955. And Great Plains Communications, your local technology partner with high-speed internet, video, and voice solutions for Nebraska's businesses. GPCOM.com.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. We're at halftime here as the Tigers in control of this one, 28-0 over Omaha Northwest. Run through some of the stats for you here in a moment. But halftime brought to you by Inspro Insurance. Proceeding with confidence, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, and Lincoln. And, yeah, it was all Fremont that whole first half. And defensively, holding a team, keeping them out of the end zone, and at the same time scoring on four drives, and maybe could have gotten one more in there before half, but just kind of ran out of time.
Yeah, the Tigers will get the ball first, though, as we start the second half, try to get that fifth touchdown. But, yeah, it was a great start. Four-play drives there to start the game in the first quarter, capped by rushing touchdowns, and then a three-play drive capped by a 58-yard screen pass from Bo Boyd to DeVarius Bell to make it 28-0. So great first half for the Tigers, and a good way to end the season on a, hopefully, as they can continue this in the second half, end the season on a good note here. I will say that I forgot to add up the stats, so
we can take another moment.
We may need to do stats after another commercial break, but we just got to talking about the half, and I wasn't added them up yet, so I'll be doing that here throughout the halftime here, and we'll get some stats for you in a little bit.
That sounds good. But yeah, cold first half with a little bit of wind blowing. The fans all bundled up and ready for this one. Tigers looking good, looking to finish the regular season off with a win. Omaha Northwest, though, they've got one more game next week as they travel to Grand Island to take on the Islanders. Grand Island 4-3, depending on how they do tonight. So another tough one for Omaha Northwest as they play the halftime music here for us. We've still got about 9 minutes left of the halftime show, so we'll take another 3-minute break and be back with some stats for you as well right after this. It's Fremont 28, Omaha Northwest 0, and you're listening to the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Fremont Hy-Vee is proud to sponsor local sports, and they know that you fans love your meat. Hy-Vee has all your favorites at the best prices right now. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve Steaks, always low prices on your favorite flavor of brats, boneless, skinless chicken breasts, chicken grillers, America's pork chops for the grill, and the best cuts of salmon and seafood. Shop online right now. Go to Hy-VeeIslesOnline.com and place that order. Your Fremont Hy-Vee, proud to be a part of local sports.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Kiehl's Barbershop, for the best haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs, almost 20 years strong, call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont, enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont, juice for the journey.
This is Chuck Johansson, President and CEO of RVR Bank. Many of you knew us as First State Bank and Two Rivers Bank. Well, I'm excited to announce our new bank name. We are now RVR Bank, where relationships matter, values guide us, and providing financial results is our mission. Same people, same local ownership, RVR is your bank. Find us in Fremont, Arlington, Blair, and online at rvr.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Kiehl's Barbershop, for the best haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs, almost 20 years strong, call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont, enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont, juice for the journey.
Are you ready for a spine-tingling experience like no other? This October, Tommy's Express Car Wash brings you
The Tunnel of Terror,
where screams meet clean for three unforgettable nights of frightful fun. Join us October 19th, 20th, and 21st at 7 p.m. for a spooktacular special event. The cost is $25 per vehicle. Tommy's Club members get in free. Visit Tommy's Express Car Wash on East 23rd if you dare. It's time to scream, Fremont.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
And we are back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. 5:45 left here of the halftime report. Tigers with the lead 28-0 over Omaha Northwest. It's been all Fremont here in the first half. And Fremont getting the ball to start the second half, looking to get to that 35-point lead and get the running clock going and end the season with a victory.
Yeah, Tigers again with one win on the season, Omaha Northwest. Still looking for one, but it's been a tough road for them. I think I counted 32 players suited up here for Omaha Northwest. It's just tough to play Class A football with those kind of numbers. So been a tough one for Northwest, but Fremont playing well here in the first half. And we do have some stats for you. It's Fremont with 183 yards of total offense. So far, 112 on the ground, 71 through the air. Bowboy has completed two passes, 2 for 8 for 71 yards. Both of those completions on screen passes. The touchdown to Devarius Bell, that one was a 58-yarder, and then another 13-yard completion to Brooks Eiler. Brooks has two rushing touchdowns on the day, 5 carries for 43 yards for him. Bell, 4 carries for 18 yards and a touchdown. Morgan Moore has 2 carries for 33 yards, and Aiden Boaboy with 18 yards on 5 carries. He's had some losses on some just some tough snaps, and so some rushes that have gone against him, but he has a couple nice runs on the day, one of 19 and one of 15. So pretty good job for the Tiger offense and a real good job by the Tiger defense. Omaha Northwest has 15 yards of total offense.
Wow.
-4 on the ground, and again, a lot of those coming on some big losses, both because of the Tiger defense getting in there and controlling things up front, and some more on just some fumbles and misplays at the on the snap. 19 yards passing for Omaha Northwest accounts for those 15 yards. I think Northwest has 2 first downs in the first half. One of them was via penalty. Their quarterback is 5 for 10, throwing the ball with 19 yards and an interception. Nate Jones was able to get a pick there in the second quarter. So that's the way things are shaking out right now. The most important stat is it is 28 points for Fremont, 0 for Omaha Northwest.
And with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left here of our halftime report, I think you're going to put 3 minutes more back up as the Fremont Tigers have come out from their locker room. So they're going to add 3 minutes so they can get warmed back up for this one. Still don't see the Huskies yet. But, yeah, it's 28-0. Tigers with the lead. We'll take a 2-minute break and be back with the rest of our halftime report right after this. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
He started mowing her lawn every Sunday to earn money for his first car. She needed the help. And when money got tight, he kept doing it for free. So he never saved enough to buy that car for his 16th birthday. But it didn't matter, because she gave him the classic parked in her garage. Do the right thing, and good things happen. That's why we're not just a bank in Nebraska. We're Nebraska in a bank. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
Without our Sportscaster Club members, this broadcast wouldn't be possible. So thank you to Pruce Excavation, providing earthwork solutions for 45 years. Call 402-693-2517. Sawyer Construction, Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955. Tommy's Car Wash, keep it clean, Fremont. Weiss Plumbing, call Fremont's Finest at 721-6908. Fremont Electric, superior electrical service for more than 45 years. J&R Concrete, commercial, industrial, residential, visit jnrcc.com.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At Inspro, INS.com on the web.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
The Tigers leading Omaha Northwest 28-0. as we got about just under 2 minutes left here. The players down on the field getting warmed up as we get ready for second half action.
Again, two touchdowns for Brooks Eiler, two for Devarius Bell. That is the scoring for Fremont, 4 for 4 on extra points by Dylan Hart. That accounts for the Tigers 28 points, and they will get the ball first here in the second half as well. As fall sports wrapping up, not just in football but in everything, the Tigers softball season came to an end as they finished as the district runner-up, but just one win away from just one team away from making it to state as state softballs this week. The golf season, girls golf season, wrapped up. Ansley Gieselman of the Tigers with a sixth place medal at state golf, so congratulations to her. The volleyball team has a couple of weeks left. They'll have hack this week. And then district.
The Heartland Athletic Conference.
That is correct. Thank you for listeners there. But they'll be in that tournament starting Monday in districts the week after. Cross country teams had districts this last week, both the boys and girls qualified for state. Boys were district champions, girls third. Top three teams in each district go to state. So both teams will be running Friday in Kearney at the state cross country meet, and the boys will be looking for four state titles in a row, as they are the three-time defending champion. So we're rooting them in on Friday. And so, yeah, fall sports kind of wrapping up, and then we'll be looking ahead to our basketball, swimming, and wrestling seasons coming up this winter.
It's crazy how fast the seasons go.
It is. I mean, just coming to the end of the first quarter here in school, Fremont just wrapped up the... The high school just wrapped up with their first quarter finals yesterday, so they had today off and starting the second quarter already, and then it'll be Christmas break before you know it, and we'll be right in the thick of things with winter sports.
And it's the Tiger kickoff return team that's ready before you know it, as they're already out on the field ready to go. Now out come their counterparts in the Omaha Northwest Huskies, ready to kick this one off and start the second half action. The official had the football. Instead of handing it to the player, he just set it on the ground and ran off. And so the player had to pick it up and put it on the tee here. 12 minutes up on the clock. 28-0. Tigers with the lead, getting the ball to start the second half. Two guys back deep, and by back deep I mean at the 10-yard line to return this kickoff.
And this will be the first kickoff of the game for Northwest. Chance for Tigers to get a return in.
Taking his time. I think we're just waiting on the officials still. The clock's ready. And they're all just lined up right at the kickoff line. There's the kickoff, end-over-end kick taken. They're going to let it roll all the way to the back. It gets past them, though. Picks it up at the 18-yard line. Got to find somewhere to go with it, up to the 25. And so to the 30, 35, 40, down the sideline. Gets pushed out of bounds. Good return there by the Tigers. That was Bell on the return. And that looked like that was going to not work out so well, but he ended up making something nice out of it.
There have been a couple plays throughout the day here that Northwest looked like could be a big play for them, but that the Tigers able to scoot away and avoid a couple tackles and get a big gain out of it.
9 seconds into the third quarter here. Tigers with the lead, 28-0. And out comes a confident offense for Fremont as they're approaching midfield at their own 47-yard line. One wide receiver either way for Boa Boy. One pistol formation, one running back behind him. Showing a blitz, a guy coming in late from Omaha Northwest gets to the line of scrimmage, handoff to Bell, and that's Eiler, pops out to the outside of the 45, the 40, down the middle of the field, 35, makes another guy miss, 30, 25, 20, he's going to take it all the way home, Eiler on the first play from scrimmage.
Wow, what a play. It looked like it was just a run up the middle, looked like it might be stopped for a couple of yards. He scooted out to the left and then made a nice move about 10 yards into the play. Looked like I thought maybe he was going to try to get around him. Instead, he cut inside, really juked the defender, and then he was all the way home.
What a run as we await the extra point. 34-0 with 11:36 to play in the third. The kick is up, and he missed it wide right. So that's going to make it 34-0. We'll take a 60-second break. Tigers in control. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Acne can be a source of emotional distress, and severe cases can lead to permanent scarring. At Skin Envy Dermatology in Fremont, our skincare specialists will work with you to find the right acne treatment for you. Most cases of acne can be effectively treated. The goal of acne treatment is to heal existing lesions, stop new lesions from forming, and prevent acne scars. Skin Envy Dermatology also provides procedures such as Botox and hydrofacials as well. Visit skinenvydermatology.com or call 402-936-6198 for your appointment today.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
Back. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. 11:36 up to play here in quarter number three. Fremont with the lead 34-0. Tigers have the ball teed up as we get back to the action down on the field. It's a kick that just goes right across the ground, not even a squib kick, picked up by one of the up backs. He'll be tackled at the 40-yard line. Tigers not even going to give this team a chance to return it. Plus, with that wind blowing right in their faces, you got to kick a low kick. But it's going to be great field position now for Omaha Northwest as they spot the ball at the 41-yard line. First down and 10 for the Huskies.
Third touchdown run of the day for Brooks Eiler. That one a 53-yarder. But the Tigers want to play a little more football tonight, so they didn't want to quite get it to 35. So miss the extra point, keep it at 34, and the clock's not running quite yet.
So first down and 10 from the 41. Huskies moving from right to left as we look down onto the field. Wind at their backs, pistol formation. Tiger defense has been playing lights out so far tonight. There's the snap. There's the handoff. It's fumbled. It's on the ground. No one sees where it's at. Picked up by the quarterback. He spins out of the defender's hands. It picks up about 6 or so yards. Shelley settles on the carry, on the fumbled.
That's not how they drew that play up.
It worked out well for him.
It bounced around. A couple of Tigers got their hands on it. Then it was scooped right back up by the quarterback. As he was kind of running forward, and he was able to get 3 or 4 more yards out of it. It goes as a 6-yard run there for the quarterback.
So let's see if they have another play just like that coming up. Second down and 4. Ball in the near hash as they move from right to left. Tigers leading 34-0. A little bit over a minute into the third quarter here. Takes a high snap, hands off right side, looking for some space, sees some, gets close, maybe a yard shy of the first down out to near the 50-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and short. For Omaha Northwest, who's looking for some first downs. They haven't had very many first down conversions there in the first half, but they're a yard, maybe 2 yards away from a first down here.
Yeah, they're going to make it to third and 2. They're at their own 49. The first down is at the other 49. Northwest has not gotten it into Tiger territory yet in this game. This would be the first time.
Can I have 2 crunch times? Can we do another crunch time to keep them out of our end of the field here? Third down and 2.
I don't think Ivy will mind.
Pistol formation. Tigers packed in tight. Handoff up the middle. And he's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage. He was tackled from behind. He just kind of got bear hugged. And so he couldn't keep going forward. That's going to be up fourth and 2. And if you're the Huskies, you might just go for it here.
I would. I mean, this is your...
It's senior night.
It's 4th and 2. It's the 49. They really haven't been able to stop the Tiger offense anyway. What's the difference in giving it to them here or a little bit further down the field? May as well keep your offense on the field and let them try to get this first down.
Well, Scott, I think they heard you because they're going for it. It's 4th and 2, pistol formation, 9:27 to play in the third. 2 wide receivers to either side. Shelley settles, takes a snap, drops straight back, looking to throw. Heaves one over the middle, intercepted. That's going to be Bell. Bell to the 45, 40, 30, 25, 20. He's going to be all the way home. A pick 6 for the Tigers, and that's why you don't go for it on 4th and short.
Yeah, what were they thinking? But, yeah, so Bell has now scored 3 touchdowns in the game in 3 different ways. He's had a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown, and now an interception for a touchdown. So what a game for the junior Devarius Bell.
9:05 left to play in the third quarter. 40-0. Tigers just need to kick this extra point. in control of this one here tonight. They've got everyone lined up. There's the snap. There's the kick. That one's going to be good. 41-0, 9:05 to play in the third. We'll take a 60-second break. Tigers on top. You're listening to the Big Dog. 98.9 to 1340 KHUB.
Trust your heart to the team at Methodist for expert cardiac care that makes a life-changing difference. From specialized testing and imaging to comprehensive surgical options, including the most advanced procedures, we provide the personalized care that you expect from the Methodist name. Learn more about our heart and vascular care by visiting bestcare.org/heart. That's bestcare.org/heart. Methodist, the meaning of care.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscasters Club members for making this broadcast possible. Christensen Lumber, since 1923, it's where the pros go. Yost Law Firm, get the attention you deserve. 721-6160. Sid Dillon, you are what drives us. In Fremont, Blair, Wahoo, Lincoln. And Great Plains Communications, your local technology partner with high-speed internet, video, and voice solutions for Nebraska's businesses. GPCOM.com.
.9:05 left to play here in the third quarter. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. 41-0. It's a running clock from here on out for the Tigers as they lead Omaha Northwest. And Fremont has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line, getting ready to kick this one off. Nate Jones gets into his spot as Fremont kicking off once again here in this one. There's the kickoff. Another line drive kick bounces right to one of the upbacks who falls on it at the 35-yard line.
And yeah, I was trying to see who that was, but hard to tell the numbers here. But
yeah,
looks like Northwest is bringing in. They're warming up a new quarterback. It looks like they are bringing in number 8. He's a sophomore, Andrew Flynn, coming in playing quarterback.
So Flynn, with two wide receivers either way, pistol formation. Seen this formation a lot from the Huskies. Takes the snap. He's going to hand off eventually as the running back's tackled immediately in the backfield. Another loss of 4. And I'm not sure which running back that one is. 32 maybe? Quincy Shrill.
And that time looked like Jackson Jones and on the tackle for Fremont. Tigers starting to bring in some different players on the defensive side of the ball. We'll probably see throughout the rest of this game, get a lot of different guys into the game. Quinlan Johnson's in right now. They've got, also got Daniel Mackey in.
Second down and 12, fumbles the snap, and he just throws the ball up for grabs down the field. That's going to fall incomplete as the two intended targets both fall to the ground. They kind of bumped into each other. There was a Tiger in the mix as well.
Yeah, it was just a snap that went by the quarterback. And he got the ball, and he just threw it up and hoped something would happen.
And that is probably not advised. Just take it, turn around, and throw it.
I mean, it just kind of reminds me of recess football, but nobody was able to come up with it there.
Just like recess football.
So it turned out better for Northwest because it was the incomplete pass instead of the loss.
And the clock keeps running because of the running clock here. 41-0. Tigers with the lead. Under 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Pistol formation. Flynn takes a snap. He's going to throw it. Throws over the middle. It's going to be intercepted at the 45. There was some contact there. No flags. I don't see him yet.
Shut.
It's going to take it to the 30. The 25 holds on to the ball with two hands before being thrown down to the 20-yard line. Now, flag comes in late now, I think.
That might be a face mask as they were tackling him. But that's Jackson Shutt who gets an interception. Big play for him. Yep, it is. No. Oh, yeah, okay. Face mask on Northwest. So they're going to move this one up even further. So the third interception of the day for Fremont. Jones had one in the first half. Bell had the pick six on their last score, and now Jackson Shutt, the junior, gets an interception.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this field position.
Yep, they're moving.
It's basically just first and goal.
Yeah.
From the 10. the offense loves it when you have first and goal when they head out onto the field for the first time. 6:36 left to play here in the third quarter. We still have another quarter to play coming up. Tigers leading 41-0 alongside Scott Wagner. I'm Isaac Payton.
And it's Will Schleicher, the sophomore, now in at quarterback for Fremont.
So Schleicher at the helm with one running back to either side of him. Long cadence. Now takes a snap. Hands off around the outside on the left side.
Ah! He goes into the end zone, but there's a penalty, and it looks in the backfield, so this may be a hold or something coming back here. It was going to be
a touchdown. Carlson on the carry.
For the sophomore Carlson, but nope, it's coming back. Ah, too bad.
Yep. Too many penalties in this one still.
Yeah, there has been a lot. That's one thing they won't be too happy with. I mean, it's been a lot of good things we've seen here tonight from Fremont, but still a lot of penalties. So Schleicher in at quarterback. He's 1-for-2 passing on the year for 12 yards. This running back, Carlson, has 7 rushing yards. That would have been a 10-yard touchdown, but instead they're moved back 10 yards.
Looks like it's the same formation. Shotgun set, a running back to either side of Schleicher. 5:50 left to play in the third. It's bobbled in the backfield. They're going to have to fall on top of it at the 30-yard line. That's going to be about a 10-yard loss on the fumble snap. He almost looks like maybe he wasn't quite ready for it.
And that was Dylan Carlson falling on it. Dylan and Drew Carlson are the two running backs right now with Schleicher, the senior and the sophomore. But now Dylan Carlson coming out of the game.
And the Tiger offense going into the wind here, leading 41-0. 5:18 left to play in the third. Shotgun formation. 3 wide receivers to the right and 1 to the left for Schleicher. Tigers, again, long cadence, takes a snap. Throws, has a man open in the flat. It's complete. He's able to get that one to Siza. Picks up some decent yard. Oh, the ball popped out. The ball popped out late. Huskies say they got it. The official says yes, they do. So Omaha Northwest will get the ball back at about their own 24-yard line.
Yeah, it was a completed pass there from Schleicher to Siza, but as he was being tackled, he didn't hold on to the ball quite tight enough, and they're able to pop it free.
4:38, the clock continues to wind down on the change of possession here. Tigers leading at 41-0 if you're just joining us. 4:30 left to play now in the third quarter. A whole other quarter of football coming up here shortly. It's first down and 10. Northwest at their own 24-yard line, and the official finally just drops the ball down. He had it the whole time. He's like, well, since the teams are both out here ready to go, I'll go ahead and bring him the ball. Pistol formation takes a snap. Looks to throw over the middle again. Floater up.
And intercepted
again. Shut. Right place at the right time.
Oh, no,
to the 15, to the 10. Still got the feet. 5 touchdown. What? Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Jackson Shutt with his second.
Wait, I think there's a flag.
Oh, no.
That's the 32-yard line.
We've had 3 or 4 touchdowns called back. We had that punt return in the first half, that run on the last possession, and now an illegal, it's like an illegal block. Ah, oh, too bad, Jackson Shutt. I think it was an illegal block after the interception.
Yeah, I think so for sure.
Actually,
what is targeting that? On us? He does.
Oh, it is okay. So they said Fremont ball.
He does like the abbreviated version of whatever the call is from the official.
So the interception of Shutt is going to stand. He's got 2 interceptions on the day, but the touchdown taken off the board, and instead it's going to be moved back to the 45-yard line of the Huskies. That's where the Tigers will start.
Good. That way we can get some more stats here. 3:50 left to play in the third. 41-0. Fremont with the lead, looking to add to it as the offense heads out onto the field. They're on the Husky 45-yard line.
Oh, another pick six would have been a fun stat.
There's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Did give the handoff.
There he goes.
Go around the outside. Being tackled from behind. Carlson gets down to about the 22-yard line. A pickup of about 18 yards. Well, not quite that much. They're going to bring him back a little bit.
It's another flag.
No.
Trying to see what the Tiger.
Oh, in the backfield.
Sideline. Okay. They just called a sideline warning, I think. So the play stands. So Carlson takes it from the 45 to the 28, a 17-yard run.
So Drew Carlson with a nice run there, the sophomore running back. Shotgun set. Here's a first down and 10. Now into the 28-yard line. Takes a snap. Handoff into traffic. Got tripped up. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Fell forward. Was that Carlson again?
Yep.
I think it was. Yep. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. It looked like he had a nice hole. He slipped inside, but then just tripped, I think.
Yep. So stopped for no gain there.
2:42 left to play in the third quarter. 41-0 Tigers. Ball in the far hash. The Fremont offense looking at a second down and 10 here. From the 28-yard line of Omaha Northwest.
So Quinlan Johnson come in. He's a running back. He's going to be, they're going to put him.
Someone coming in. Yeah, someone coming in late there for Fremont. Oh, a bunch of guys jumped, and so did we. And this is exactly why you get a lot of the backup second and third teamers in there, to get them this experience. And that's going to be false start against Fremont. There are a lot of different guys that jumped, but tie goes to the runner in that case, so it's going to be called on Fremont.
So we'll try to get some names of some guys that are in the game for you. It looks like
Easton Size is the receiver here on the
Carver
near side. Pistol formation. Again, taking the time. Handoff right up the middle. Met at the line of scrimmage and driven backwards. Slips a couple tackles, but then is gang tackled by the rest of the defense there. A loss of maybe a yard or two on the carry. 1:48 to play in the third.
And that's going to be Carlson again, I think. So, yep. It's going to go as about a no gainer. Maybe a loss of one.
Yeah, I think he's going to lose a yard. They're going to keep the clock rolling. But the officials set the ball down. Here we go. 1:24 now to play in the third quarter. It looks like there's a player coming off for Northwest, taking his time. I don't think he's hurt, but he's still not off the field yet. Pistol formation for the Tigers, leading 41-0. 70 seconds to play in the third. Pistol set, takes a snap. Handoff. No play action pass. He's going to throw it incomplete. Threw it just too far out in front. Looking to try to get that one to, I believe that was Carver Krager.
Yeah, but it's a play they've run a lot in the game with Bull Boy in the first half and just haven't had a lot of success on that play action. Turn to the right, try to hit that tight end. Just, again, just a little outshot him just a little bit, did Schleicher, and I think they're going to keep the offense on the field and go for it here.
Fourth and 15, 16 yards from the 34-yard line.
I see Dylan Hart coming in. Camden Rangeloff is one of the linemen that's in the game now.
Shotgun set, three wide receivers to the right. Fourth and long, it's going to be a passing situation for the Tigers. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking to throw over the middle. Has a man, has to come back for it, but he's tackled immediately. They're not going to get the first down. Complete to Landon Sherman, who picks up about 7 or so yards. I don't know.
34 down to about the 26. I think it's going to be an 8-yard pickup, but it was fourth and 16.
So a turnover on downs, we'll give the ball back. Oh, nope, time's going to expire first. After three quarters of play, Fremont with the lead 41-0 over Omaha Northwest. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with the fourth quarter right after this. You're listening to the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Sid Dillon Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac and Mazda in Fremont is the place for your next new vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. We have the selection for you, and buying your vehicle is easy. Whether you shop online or at our dealerships, however you choose, our dedicated team is ready to help. Visit Sid Dillon in Fremont or shop our entire inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles online at SidDillon.com.
You are what drives us, Sid Dillon.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town, Fremont Public Schools, educating for our community's future. Bloom Optical. See the eye care professionals at bloomopticalfremont.com. Premier Staffing, Fremont's only locally owned and operated staffing service. Hurst Lawn Services. When your lawn needs attention, call Hurst first, 720-2400. The Retirement Guys. Rev up your retirement with The Retirement Guys.
Four
and final quarter of play. Hello, everyone. I am Isaac Payton alongside Scott Wagner. 12 minutes up on the clock. 41-0 Tigers with the lead, but it's Omaha Northwest with the ball. Let's see if the Tigers can protect the shutout they have going here through the fourth quarter. Shotgun formation for the Huskies as we get back to the action down on the field. Pistol set. Two wide receivers either side. Hand off right up the middle, met by the Tiger defense. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe eke out a yard on the handoff.
Yeah, trying to get some tacklers in here for you. That might have been Tanner Wells. He's in the game. Krager's in there at linebacker. We've got Nolan Menning in along the defensive line. Derek Alfaro's in at linebacker as well. Brandon Gerardo's in it at corner.
Second down and 9. Here come the Huskies. Pistol formation, same formation as before. Ball in the center of the field at their own 28-yard line. Pistol set. Takes his time. Now takes a snap that flies over his head to the 10, the 5, into the end zone. He kicks it out of the back of the end zone. So that's going to be a safety.
Now what's the penalty about?
And a flag.
But, yeah, so instead of trying to pick up the ball and run with it, maybe try to get out of the end zone, he just decided to kick it through the end zone, give 2 points to Fremont. So that was an interesting choice there. He just wanted to make sure a Fremont guy didn't get the ball, I guess, and fall in it for a touchdown, but he probably could have picked it up and tried to run back with it the other way. We'll see what this flag's about, though. Right after he kicked it, the ref threw the flag.
And again, they're still talking it over. 10:57 left to play here in this one. 41-0, Tigers with the lead as the officials decide what to do about that last play. Both teams are huddled up in front of their respective sidelines. Here we go. Oh, nope, he had it, and then he's going to go back. He's like, what'd you say?
There. Certainly taking their time and make sure these getting these calls right, I guess.
I think this crew gets paid by the hour.
they haven't even made
a decision. They're just walking down the field. I think
they're
just like,
talking.
They're just like, everybody knows.
I mean, we don't know if it's a safe or what it is at this point. They haven't added the 2 points yet to the score.
It's true.
He's about to talk.
I think he's just mustering the courage to talk in front of everybody.
I hear the Fremont assistants next to us saying, what's going on?
Yeah, the official's job is to let us know what's going on. They need to decide something. Like, I think, do they realize we're waiting for them?
Okay, now
here we go. So it is a safety. I think at the end of the day,
it was a penalty. I think it was illegal kicking. I mean, that's what he called. He said something. I mean, whatever it was declined by Fremont that it was a safety, but I don't really know. He made a kicking motion.
That
you've seen people do that before. I mean, so anyway, there's a safety.
The point is, with 10:57 left to play in the ball game, the Tigers are going to get the ball back after that safety, which is now on the scoreboard. So it's 43-0, Tigers. And with the safety, I think you kick it off from your 20. So the return men for Fremont are going to be returning this kickoff from the 45-yard line because they're kicking into the wind.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure.
Is that not right?
I'm not sure why, you know, I mean, and in the moment, not sure what to do when you're trying to run that ball down, but.
It flew, like, it wasn't just barely over his head, it went way over his head.
He had gotten to the ball at about.
At the goal line.
At the goal line, right. And he didn't know where the Fremont guys were, but he probably could have picked up the ball and gotten out, of, you know, and gotten back up to the 5 or so and not taken the safety, but.
And it just,
Yeah.
It's a running clock here, so 10:57 to play in the ball game. Fremont leading 43-0. We're going to kick off from the 20-yard line, which the ball just blew off the tee.
For a running clock, it hasn't run for the last 5 minutes.
And the return man for Fremont at about their 45-yard line. And it blew off the tee again right when he could. Tell them that they have to hold it. There he goes. So they have the guy holding it. Oh, my goodness.
And I turned around.
He was on the wrong side. Oh, my gosh. This is like a blooper reel. Okay, here we go. 43-0. Tigers with the lead, getting the ball back. 10:57 to play. It's a running clock, so it's going to go quick. There's a kickoff. A squib kick at their own 40-yard line. The up back for Fremont caught it like it was a pass to him, and he goes down.
He kind of stumbled down. I think he would have tried to return it. That was Carlson. Drew Carlson.
Yeah, that one was Drew.
And so the Tigers will start it at the Husky 40. I'm going to get some more names if we see some different players in. I see Landon McGee, the sophomore, is in it.
Who's the quarterback? That's not.
Let's see. Is that Gettings in? Let me see. Nope, it's Schleicher still.
Okay, it is still Schleicher. He's going to keep it himself and run right into a defender.
Whoa, a couple of defenders took him down right there.
So no gain on the quarterback keeper. And who else do we got out there?
They're
going to say he lost a yard.
Yep, actually maybe two. From the 40 to the 42.
Yep. Under 10 minutes to play in the ballgame. Ball in the near hash. It's second and long in Husky territory at their 42-yard line. Shotgun formation. Schleicher in there at quarterback. Two wide receivers to his right as he takes a snap. Hands off around the left side. Oh, one-handed tackle.
What a nice tackle.
Brought down Carlson. Yeah. How did he get a hold of him?
Cheryl, the junior for Omaha Northwest, made a nice tackle there. And another loss.
So third down and 13 now for the Tigers with 9:23 to play in the ballgame.
Alex Deers, one of the receivers that's in Easton Stiza. Actually, Deers just went off the field.
Pistol formation. They're going to move the tight end from the left to the right side. He's kind of a wing now on that far side. Schleicher takes a snap. Hands off right side. Oh, a couple of defenders spins away from him. Still on his feet. Gets tackled from behind. Oh, wow. That had a chance of being big. You got to get going, though. Up to the 44, 43. Yeah, good spot. 43-yard line. So gain of a few yards. But that's going to bring up fourth down for the Tigers with 8:48 to play.
Yeah, I mean, Northwest did a good job on those three plays. Stopping the Fremont run game. They beat the Tigers up front there. Tigers lost 3 yards on those three plays.
8.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Tigers leading 43-0. A lot of backups getting time now for both sides. Fourth and long. It's going to be an offensive play for Fremont. Shotgun set. Three wide receivers to the right. A tight end to the left. Takes a snap. Tight end stays in the block, but it's a pass. Bobbles the snap. Picks it back up. Runs to his right. Schleicher with some time. Throws a low pass, and it would have been short of the first down anyway. He caught it.
He did catch it.
I really didn't think he did.
If he could have brought that, and it was
Dylan Hart.
But if he could have, Schleicher could have kept that up for him, and he could have caught it without falling to the ground.
Yeah.
He had some running room to pick up that first down, but it is going to be Northwest ball. They're going to say it was spotted at the 35-yard line, so it goes as an 8-yard gain, but it was 4th and 13.
7:40 left to play in the ball game. Fremont with the lead, 43-0.
Schleicher 3-for-3 passing here on the night.
And here come the Huskies. At their own 35. Pistol formation. Takes a snap. Handoff. Around the middle. Gets turned direction. Being chased now by a bunch of Tigers. And the blocker in front has the first down to the 50, the 45, the 40. 35, 30.
Cuts
the center of the field. And he's going to take it to the house. Touchdown. And that is going to be a 66?
65-yard run.
65-yard run.
That was Nestor Ganeo, I think. Number 31, the senior, and what a cool moment for him. Again, Omaha Northwest had only scored one touchdown on the season coming into today. That was last week. So this is their second score of the season. And cool for them. Crowd's excited. Team's excited. Yeah.
It's senior night.
Yeah. I mean, last week I think that their game was on the road. So that would be their first touchdown at home on the season.
Yep. And this is their last home game as well, the senior night.
No, I stand corrected. It was home last week against Omaha South when they scored their touchdown.
But they had six, so they must not have made the extra point.
Well, that kick looked good.
That one is good.
There.
Yep. 43-7. Tigers, though, with the lead. With 7 minutes to play in the ballgame, we'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Fremont Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1540. KHUB.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank. FNBO, member FDIC.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Kiehl's Barbershop, for the best haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs, almost 20 years strong. Call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont. Enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont. Juice for the journey.
Once again, teed up for this one as the Tigers lead Omaha Northwest 43-7. 7 minutes to play in the ballgame alongside Scott Wagner. I am Isaac Payton. As we get ready to kick this one off, Tigers getting ready to get the ball back.
Ball fell off the tee.
Oh, that's weird.
But a nice 65-yard run for the senior Nestor Ganeo, who had a couple nice runs in the first half as well.
He's going to return this one up to the 30, 35, to the 40, still on his feet, 45, finally pulled down and gets squished by a handful of guys that all tripped over on top of him. Now who returned that for Fremont?
Sherman.
Sherman on the return, and a nice return down the opposing team's sideline. Set up good field position for the Tigers, 6:40 left to play in the ballgame.
And trying to see who's in at quarterback this time for Fremont.
First down and 10.
It is Schleicher.
Schleicher is going to stay in there. First and 10. Tigers at their own 46-yard line.
Is he shut over here as a receiver on this side?
Pistol formation. Schleicher takes the snap. Spins around. Hands it off to Carlson and gets tackled immediately in the backfield. Nowhere to go for him. Drew that time on the carry, but the defenders were back.
There's a flag that was thrown after the play, and I think it was a face mask on Northwest, so they're going to add some yards to this. I'm not sure if it was the personal foul variety.
Yeah, it must have been. He's going way down the field.
So it was going to be a loss of 3 or so. Instead, they're going to give him a first down and move it all the way to the
39.
Wow.
Where was the face mask at? That's not right. It was like one of the linemen or something. Or 6 minutes left to play. Pistol formation. Let's do it again. Carlson again wrapped up in the backfield. Tackled for a yard or two loss.
Just not much doing up front. Northwest has been able to stand pat on the Tiger blocks. See some more guys that are in the game. I see Cody Stev, a sophomore for Fremont, is in the game as one of the linemen.
The wind is really blowing, too. 5:28, 27. It's a running clock here. 43-7, Tigers. Long time in the huddle, though. Fremont breaks the huddle, comes out over the football. Here we go. Shotgun formation, four wide receivers, two either way. Second and long. Tigers look like they're going to the air here. Motion from left to right. They toss to him on the jet motion, and he's got just green space in front of him to the 35. The 30 gets wrapped up. One guy had a shot at him, grabs him, and pulls him down.
That was Alex Deers.
Good tackle. Alex Deers takes off and gets close, picks up about 10 yards. It's going to be third down and 2.
That'll officially go as a pass. He pitched it forward there.
That's right. Oh, it is second and 2.
Yeah, it was a loss of 2 in the previous play, so a 10-yard gain. Well, it should be 3rd and 2. Yeah, 3rd and 2.
Okay, so that's right.
Second. Yeah, there was a loss of 2 and then that 10-yard gain, so.
Yeah, it should be 3rd. Okay. They still haven't changed it. The guy holding the down marker as it is.
Hopefully it doesn't matter. They'll get the first down here anyway.
That's right. Pistol set. Schleicher takes the snap. Hands off to the guy behind him. Carlson, he takes off. He's going to have the first down easy. Stays in bounds, pulled down from behind at about the 17-yard line.
I think it was tackle it looked like by the face mask there, but must not have been. Regardless, it gets about a 14-yard gain up to the 17-yard line.
43-7, Tigers with the lead. They may add one more score here with 3 minutes and 50 seconds left to play in the ballgame. It's first down and 10 from the 17-yard line. Tigers, 17 yards away from pay dirt, as they're staying in their huddle for a while. Work that clock all the way down. A lot of backups in there now for the Tigers. Ball on the far hash is moved from right to left. The wind at their backs. And momentum on their side. Shotgun formation. 2 wide receivers either way. Schleicher calls for the ball. Hands off. Carlson around the left side. He's got open field. 10, 5. He's in there. He's dragged down as he crosses the goal line. And another touchdown for the Tigers with 3:05 left to play.
17-yard run there for Carlson. Oh, wait. There's a penalty flag.
Nope, in the backfield.
43-yard line, so this may not be holding up here.
That's not up.
And... yep, it's a hold on Fremont, so I need to cross out my little...
edit undo. Back them up. Let's try it again. 3:05 to play. 43-7, Fremont with the lead. Good news, first down. Bad news, it's about 20 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, they were at the 17-yard line, so now they're just... they decided that wasn't the right spot. Okay, so they put it at the 27. 10 yards back for more.
That's
okay, first and 20.
Okay, that makes sense. First and 20, ball at the 27-yard line. Fremont breaks their huddle and has to run about 15 yards up the field to the ball. 2:50 left to play. Tigers lead at 43-7. Schleicher, with 4 wide receivers, 2 either way, takes a snap, hands off. Bobbles in the backfield, it's loose. I don't know who's got it.
Shoot.
I think we ended up with it because they're not cheering.
That's
but I don't know who got it because it wasn't.
I think it might have been number 71.
I think it was, yeah, one of the offensive linemen.
Which is Gabe Calfee.
And a loss of about, also about 4 on the fumble. 2:20 now left to play. Second down and long.
Yes, about 23 now. And time ticking down. The Tigers might only have 3 plays left or so.
Here comes the play.
And if they don't hurry, this one's not going to get snapped in time.
Oh, back judge starting the count. Pistol formation, takes a snap, hands off left side. He's got the ball secured this time and runs into a bunch of defenders who sandwich him at about the 32-yard line. Drew Carlson again on the carry and down each time. Getting the victory, 43-7. And a couple new players coming in there. Can you get numbers on those, Scott?
Yeah, we've got, okay, so Thutch, Will Schleicher coming back in with the play, but now we've got Jackson Shutt in at receiver, along with Easton Siza.
I think that's a new running back, though, in there. Is that... takes the snap, No, that's still Carlson. Carlson gets the handoff, gets to the second level for being tackled, so picks up about five, maybe six on the run off the right side.
5 seconds left. They'll probably have time. They'll have to run one more play here.
And it's fourth down and a long, long ways. Fourth down and 20.
They'll probably bring it down and take one more snap here.
43-7, Tigers with the lead last game of the regular season. A lot of different players getting some time here in this one. As Fremont gets ready to put this one away. One last play, here it comes. 9-8-7 on the clock, pistol formation, handoff into the pile. Not a whole lot there, keeps the legs churning, but they're going to maybe let him get back to the line of scrimmage, and that should do it here from Omaha Northwest. The final 43-7, Tigers victorious. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be back with the post-game show right after this. You're listening to Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB.
Fremont Public Schools is proud to be a sponsor of local sports. We are a Class A district serving a growing and diverse community from preschool to 12th grade while retaining an atmosphere one would expect in a small town like ours. Whether you are new to the community or your child has previously attended here, we extend our sincerest of welcomes to Fremont Public Schools. At Fremont Public Schools, we educate.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members. PB&J Welding Supply, your complete welding supply company right here in Fremont, 2635 North Broad Street. The Heritage at Shalimar Gardens, Living Better, Midland University. Schedule a campus visit and find out what it means to be a warrior. The Silver Dollar. Not everything that glitters is gold, but we're pretty sure it's probably silver. At the Silver Dollar, 18th and Bell Streets in Fremont. Lou Sporting Goods and Nebraska Sports, serving schools and teams with brand name athletic products for more than 50 years. Fremont, Lincoln, and Columbus. Nye Technology Solutions. Solutions made simple. Delivering exceptional quality, innovative, and affordable technology solutions in the Fremont area. Sawyer Construction. Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955.
The right chiropractic care can play an important part in your overall health. Dr. Troy Brainerd at Brainerd Chiropractic can help you develop a plan that will work for you. He sees people of all ages this time of year who may have just started working out again, or maybe you were working in the garden, or moving a heavy box and tweaked your back. Brainerd Chiropractic can help you stay young and healthy with the right chiropractic care and a stretching program that will work. Call 727-8668 today or stop in to 1410 North Bell. Brainerd Chiropractic.
We'll take this time out to recognize our Sportscaster Club members, such as Lou Sporting Goods and Nebraska Sports, serving schools and teams with brand-name athletic products for more than 50 years. Fremont, Lincoln, and Columbus. Nye Technology Solutions. Solutions made simple, delivering exceptional quality, innovative, and affordable technology solutions in the Fremont area. Sawyer Construction. Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955. And Great Plains Communications. Your local technology partner with high-speed internet, video, and voice solutions for Nebraska's businesses. GPCOM.com.
Fremont Hy-Vee is proud to sponsor local sports, and they know that you fans love your meat. Hy-Vee has all your favorites at the best prices right now. Hy-Vee Choice Reserve Steaks, always low prices on your favorite flavor of brats, boneless, skinless chicken breasts, chicken grillers, America's pork chops for the grill, and the best cuts of salmon and seafood. Shop online right now. Go to Hy-VeeIslesOnline.com and place that order. Your Fremont Hy-Vee, proud to be a part of local sports.
Inspro Insurance is your locally owned and independent insurance agency. Inspro is a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company representing many insurance carriers, including EMC Insurance. EMC ranks among the top 60 in the U.S. to give you the best coverage and value. Serving Fremont for over 60 years, Inspro remains committed to providing professional and personal service. Proceeding with confidence. Inspro, a Marsh & McLennan Agency LLC company in Fremont, West Point, Wahoo, Omaha, Lincoln, and West Des Moines. At InsproIns.com on the web.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Keel's Barbershop, for the best hair
haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street, Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, member FDIC, Whole Concrete Designs, almost 20 years strong, call 720-2818, and Juice Stop Fremont. Enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont, juice for the journey.
Scott Wagner as the Tigers victorious 43-7 over Omaha Northwest. We're joined in the booth now with Coach Why Not for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, with three convenient locations in Fremont. Coach, got the victory here tonight. Team looked good. Offense scoring points, defense holding them at bay. Talk about what you saw here tonight.
Well, it's, you know, our team this all year, regardless of who we played, prepared well, and they did that again this week. You know, I'm happy for our 13 seniors. To get a victory tonight and go out, you know, with that. And for our younger guys, we got a lot of guys in tonight, and that's always exciting too. And I thought for a quarter and a half to start, we executed a pretty good level. We ran a lot of different stuff and did well. We got a lot of touches to a lot of guys. So I'm just really happy for our kids to end this way.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about the field conditions, cold, windy, and wet down on there. Did that impact play much?
Well, it did. You know, it was hard to move the ball into the wind, punting, you know, kicking, PATs, anything. So we took a few shots with the wind, but it was blowing so hard with the wind, it was hard too, because it's
you just don't.
So we ran, tried to run some bootlegs, some shorter stuff, and but the run game I thought was good, and Brooks and Devarius I thought ran the ball really well, and I thought Aiden did a good job of kind of doing some things, getting us in and out of stuff, and. You know, it's tough to watch some of your guys that have been injured to not be able to be out there in a game like this. But they've given us a great deal of leadership and effort throughout their time here. And so we appreciate all of that. And we know that injuries are a part of it, but it's always tough when you have to do that. But they were there every day this week and supported the rest of the team. So we appreciate all the efforts that they help give us that way, too.
Absolutely. We're joined with Coach Why Not here on the Coach's Corner. And yeah, Coach, kind of back to what you said, Eiler and Bell really showed what they can do when that offensive line can get some pushes and get some holes. They really just took off and made it count.
Yeah, they have. I mean, they've performed well all year, and we've had a lot of compliments from opposing coaches about those two guys. And we got Devarius in the pass game a little bit today, too. He's got good hands, and you saw that by that pick where he kind of made a really nice break on the ball and returned it, and that screen was set up. You know, that was kind of one thing. We're looking at the forecast all week, talking about big wins, and, you know, talk maybe about including some screen passes in there, you know, to mix things up a little bit instead of throwing the ball downfield. And they got kind of aggressive on some stuff, and we hit them a couple of big plays on those screens.
Absolutely. Any final thoughts from tonight's game, Coach?
No, I again, like I said, we couldn't be more happy with the way this team prepared all year. And you know, we've played a meat grinder schedule, as has Northwest. And you know, it's a credit to our kids and to buy into what we're doing. And I'm just really happy that they get to go out with a victory. And, you know, good kids. They've been that way all year, and just we're really proud of them.
Absolutely. Good way to end the season.
Yeah, and, you know, and there's still a lot going on at the high school. You know, our volleyball has got their conference tournament districts, our cross-country, both teams qualified for the state cross-country meet coming up. Our boys' tennis players are still going, you know, and softball was a district runner-up. So, you know, there's a lot of good stuff going on at our high school, and we get a lot of kids involved, and, you know, I just appreciate all their effort and the things that they do for our school and the kids that support them. So I like to thank you guys, too. You guys got a lot going on with your families, and you're here every week, and we really appreciate your coverage. So thank you guys very much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys.
All right, yeah.
See you.
Good one.
Next year, right?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Take care of yourself.
See ya.
Right.
Coach Why Not joining us up here in the Coach's Corner. We always appreciate his time coming up here and giving us his thoughts on each of the games. Great one here tonight for the Tigers. They're victorious 43-7. Let's quick recap some of the scores from this one. And Scott, you got them on me to do it, or you got them? I can go through them quick.
Yeah,
so,
go ahead.
So Brooks Eiler started things off with 8-19 to play in the first quarter on a 4-yard touchdown run. Then it was Brooks Eiler again on a 12-yard run, put the Tigers at 14-0. Then it was DeVarius Bell's turn. He scored an 11-yard touchdown run. The Tigers led after the first quarter 21-0. It was Bell again in the second, scoring on a 58-yard reception to put the Tigers up 28-0. Then it was Eiler's turn on a 53-yard run to go 34-0 to miss the extra point. And then it was DeVarius Bell's interception, a 55-yard pick six. And it wasn't a pick six where you get the interception and there's just green grass in front of you. It was in the middle of the field. He had to run past everyone to get to the end zone. But impressive interception there. And then touchdown run by Bell. That made it 41-0. Then the safety where they snapped it over the quarterback's head. He caught it back to about the right at the goal line. So he just kicks it out of the back of the end zone to avoid a touchdown. But at that point, like you were saying, maybe just try to grab it and save it. But he kicked out of the back of the end zone 43-0. And then with 7 minutes to play in the fourth quarter, it was Nestor Guerrero scoring on a 65-yard run to get rid of the goose egg for Northwest, and that's where we ended 43-7.
Yeah, and the Tigers with 283 yards of total offense, 181 on the ground, 102 through the air. Northwest, I only had for about 21 yards of total offense. Well, no, 21 before that big 65-yard run. Forgot to add that one, but yes. So that was a nice play there for Northwest to get on the scoreboard there toward the end of the game. The Tigers had three interceptions in that second half, and a couple of them on the first plays of their drive. So that's why there weren't a lot of offensive plays for Northwest in that second half. And with the running clock, it went real fast. But two interceptions on the day for Jackson Shutt, one for that, as you said, the pick six for Bell, an interception in the first half for the senior Nate Jones. So good day all around. Bell, fun day for him as he gets to score three touchdowns in three different ways with the run, the reception, and the interception. So, and then the three, of course, for Brooks Eiler. So good day all around. Eiler with 96 yards on just six carries with the three touchdowns. Bell, 18 yards on four carries and a touchdown. Drew Carlson ended up with 31 yards on 10 carries. Boboy, 18 yards. Moore, 33. Boboy with a couple of pass completions in the first half to Eiler and then the touchdown to Bell. And Will Schleicher, the sophomore, was 4-for-4 passing in the second half for 31 yards.
And so that will do it for us. But this has been a post-game show brought to you by Skin Envy Dermatology. Let Skin Envy Dermatology get you the skin your friends will envy. Call 402-936-6198. And FNBO, the great big small bank, recognizing all the big and small things important to you for over 165 years. Member FDIC, as the Tigers victorious end the season with a victory at Omaha Northwest. So the Tigers finish with a record of 2-7, and for Omaha Northwest, they fall to 0-8. They've got their last game next week as they travel to take on Grand Island.
And I did hear that if the game's still going on, it sounds like Bergen is in overtime, so if you want to flip over to 105.5, you might be able to catch the end of that game.
Any final thoughts for this one, Scott?
No, just a nice way for Fremont to end the season, get that second win of the season, and get healthy and try her again next year.
Absolutely. That will do it for us alongside Scott Wagner with Tom back in the booth. Awesome job. This one comes to an end with Fremont victorious by the final 43-7. That will do it for us. Signing off from Omaha Northwest. Thanks for listening. This has been a production of Fremont Tiger Football on the Big Dog, 98.9 and 1340 KHUB. Have a good night.
See you next year.
We're taking this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Nebraska Medical. They are the leading provider in medical supplies in the Midwest, specializing in durable medical equipment, wound care, urology, and respiratory care. Quality dry cleaning, offering professional spot removal, environmentally safe wet cleaning, and dry cleaning service that is courteous and prompt. They launder, press, and tailor so you don't have to. Call 727-1400. And Fremont Builder Supply, the locally owned lumber yard, operated by the people who live next door, serving the area since 1976.
This is Chuck Johansson, President and CEO of RVR Bank. Many of you knew us as First State Bank and Two Rivers Bank. Well, I'm excited to announce our new bank name. We are now RVR Bank, where relationships matter. Values guide us, and providing financial results is our mission. Same people, same local ownership. RVR is your bank. Find us in Fremont, Arlington, Blair, and online at rvr.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We take this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Freeway Car Care Center. They'll get you back on the freeway fast. Kiehl's Barbershop, for the best haircut in town, go to Kiehl's, 88 West 6th Street. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be, member FDIC. Whole Concrete Designs, almost 20 years strong. Call 720-2818. And Juice Stop Fremont. Enjoy a blended real fruit smoothie anytime. Juice Stop Fremont, juice for the journey.
Are you ready for a spine-tingling experience like no other? This October, Tommy's Express Car Wash brings you
The Tunnel of Terror,
where screams get clean for three unforgettable nights of frightful fun. Join us October 19th, 20th, and 21st at 7 p.m. for a spooktacular special event. The cost is $25 per vehicle. Tommy's Club members get in free. Visit Tommy's Express Car Wash on East 23rd if you dare. It's time to scream, Fremont.
We're taking this time out to thank our Sportscaster Club members, like Nebraska Medical. They are the leading provider in medical supplies in the Midwest, specializing in durable medical equipment, wound care, urology, and respiratory care. Quality dry cleaning, offering professional spot removal, environmentally safe wet cleaning, and dry cleaning service that is courteous and prompt. They launder, press, and tailor so you don't have to. Call 727-1400. And Fremont Builder Supply, the locally owned lumber yard, operated by the people who live next door, serving the area since 1976.
He started mowing her lawn every Sunday to earn money for his first car. She needed the help, and when money got tight, he kept doing it for free. So he never saved enough to buy that car for his 16th birthday. But it didn't matter, because she gave him the classic parked in her garage. Do the right thing, and good things happen. That's why we're not just a bank in Nebraska. We're Nebraska in a bank. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
Without our Sportscaster Club members, this broadcast wouldn't be possible. So thank you to Pruce Excavation, providing earthwork solutions for 45 years. Call 402-693-2517. Sawyer Construction, Fremont's family-owned grading, paving, and utility contractor since 1955. Tommy's Car Wash, keep it clean, Fremont. Weiss Plumbing, call Fremont's Finest at 721-6908. Fremont Electric, superior electrical service for more than 45 years. J&R Concrete, commercial, industrial, residential, visit jnrcc.com.